Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to digitalcommerce.com and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's digitalcommerce.com.
Hello there, everyone. You are listening to Editor-in-Chief, and I am Stephanie Flaxman, your cheerleader along your journey to become the Editor-in-Chief of your own digital business. Today's episode is called, Do You Use Single Quotation Marks Incorrectly? And that's a question I'm really asking you, because a lot of people do, and I'm going to tell you a really, really easy way to remember when to use double quotation marks and when to use single quotation marks so that you won't have any doubt in your mind whether you're using them correctly or incorrectly going forward. I'm going to give you my editor-in-chief guarantee that this is really going to simplify things for you. So I just want to jump right into when would you use quotation marks in your writing? You would use quotation marks when you are directly quoting someone. If someone interviewed me for an article that they were writing and they wanted to use my exact words, they would, in the article, they would put exactly what I said in quotation marks. And then it would say, said Stephanie Flaxman. And in quotation marks, it was blah, 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 blah. But that blah, 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 blah was included within double quotation marks. And that's something that you see pretty standard in any publication, those double quotation marks. You may also see them in writing if someone's being sarcastic or facetious and they want to put a phrase in quotation marks to set it off from the rest of the text. Or if there's just some phrase that you need to really highlight as unusual, you don't want it to blend in with the rest of the words around it, then you see those double quotation marks. And so I've been stressing double quotation marks because double quotation marks are your friend. They are the absolute default way that you want to use quotation marks. So I would say, don't even think about it going forward. If you're wondering whether to use single quotation marks or double quotation marks in your writing, use double quotation marks, because I'm only going to give you 1.5 times that it is appropriate for you to use single quotation marks. See, I told you it was easy. Already you're like, I'm going to use those double quotation marks whenever I want to use quotation marks in my writing. So you have my permission to do that. Default to double quotation marks. They are on your keyboard next to the return or enter key right to the left there. Well, I guess you have an apostrophe or single quotation marks or double quotation marks, but they're those little quote marks. I'm sure you know what they are. I'm just being overly cautious in my explanation. So I told you 1.5 times there is an appropriate way to use single quotation marks. So I guess, to me, I just really wanted to title the episode, Are You Using or Do You Use Single Quotation Marks Incorrectly? Because I really just want people to stop to think when they're using single quotation marks, because they're probably using them incorrectly. Because like I said, you want to default to those double quotation marks. So the one time, I'm going to give you 1.5 reasons, like I've said 10,000 times now. So the one time you do want to use single quotation marks is when you're quoting within a quote. So if you're quoting me because you interviewed me for that article, and then I quote something else in my quote, or I want to, you know, highlight a certain term in my direct quote, then you would use single quotation marks to set off that text. So it's basically, if you're already using double quotation marks for some reason, most likely from a direct quote, and you need to use quotation marks again, the single quotation marks go within the double quotation marks. So single quotation marks within double quotation marks. And that's the only time you want to use them in your text. If you're writing something and you want to highlight that text as special from the rest of the words around it, double quotation marks are your friend. But if you need to go a little bit further and you need to use a type of quotation marks, again, within the double quotation marks, use the single quotation marks. So that half, the one and a half, now I'm getting to that half, is something that goes back to print journalism. I actually still use it online. You're not going to see it across the board in every online publication or every publication for that matter these days. It really depends on their own personal style. But this rule comes from back in the day where you do not use double quotation marks in headlines of articles. If you need to use quotation marks in a headline, you would use single quotation marks in that instance and that instance only. I still use double quotation marks in subheadlines, but online I do use single quotation marks in main headlines. It does save space, which was the original reason why that became a rule. It is helpful online. I think it looks right. I like to pay homage to the old print days with it as well. And I do think it looks right. Also, a lot of times you, if you would want to use something in italics in a headline, but a lot of times that can, you know, mess up things online. The characters can look weird if you're sharing them on social media. I don't know. Sometimes you might want to avoid using italics in a headline, but to get that effect, you would use quotation marks. And in the headline, it is appropriate to use a single quotation marks. Now, I didn't mark that as a full reason or a full rule for using them because a lot of people have different opinions. And if you do what you do consistently, it's really not, you know, a big deal. If you're freaking out over quotation marks, you got bigger problems than your quotation marks. Go take a yoga class or something. None of this is that big of a deal, but you know, it's a lot cleaner. We're striving here. I do care about getting things right. I like things to be consistent. It is my goal to produce the best written work possible. So all these things are on my mind and I care about them a lot. And I encourage you too, as you're striving to produce your best work, but this is not punctuation. It's not something to get too upset over. So the main rule here, even though, you know, I'm telling you a rule of punctuation, but I basically just want to make your life easier. Don't struggle with deciding which ones you should use. If you're using American English, default to those double quotation marks. Only use single quotation marks within the double quotation marks. And if you're like me, you might want to use single quotation marks only in your main headlines to pay homage to the old print days, to save a little space, to help you out if you want to use if you need to use italics, but that won't work for your headline for some reason, or if you want to be safe and not use any more intricate HTML in your headline and just use that straight ASCII text from your keyboard, you can use a single quotation mark there. So that is the edit of the week. I hope it helps you when you go back to your work. We use quotation marks a lot. I see this a lot in work that I edit. So I hope it helps. And if you want to keep getting lessons dripped out to you each week, please go over to editorinchief.fm and subscribe. You can also subscribe in iTunes, which is really easy to look up. And the direct link to iTunes is over on editorinchief.fm as well. And if you agree with me, if you disagree with me, if you're very passionate about quotation marks, single or double, you can also find the blog post that goes along with this episode over on editorinchief.fm. And you can leave me a comment and let me know if you think I'm silly, or if you like quotation marks too, or if you don't care, or if you do care, or if whatever, if you just want to comment on anything, I'd be happy to hear from you. Well, not anything, you know, guys. Come on, be reasonable. But thank you so much. I am Stephanie Flaxman. I will catch you next week on Editor in Chief.